Okay, Rabotai, after wishing everyone Chodesh Tov, if we could open up to Daf Lamed Amud Beis. And we're going to study, once again, the sugya of Rav Nechunya ben Akone, according to Abaye and Rava. And the Gemara establishes that the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava is going to be the case of Zar Sha'ochal Truma. And Abaye is going to apply the principle of Kim Levi Ramine even to Achiv Misa Bidei Shamayim of Zorus of Azar Shachal Truma. And the Gemara now is not happy about that. U Abaye Potu, are you telling me that Kim Levi Ramine will apply in this case of Zar Shachal Truma of Amar of Chizda, Moder of Nechuni Ben Akana, Begone, Chelbo, Shalchavero, Viacholo, Shehu Chayov? Shekvar nischayev b'gneiva konu shebali dei iser chelev. In other words, Rav Chizda is telling us a chiddush in Rav Nechunya ben Akana, even though chelev is an iser kares, and you would have said that now that he eats chelev and he is chayev tashlumei mamon to pay for the baal achelev's chelev, the loss of his chelev, nevertheless, he doesn't have to pay. Why? Because since he ate the chelev and he's chayev he's chayev kares, and you want to knock off the tashlumei mamon, the answer is, says Rav Chizda, that's not going to work. Because he's already chayev the tashlumei mamon before he violates the isur achilas chelev. And that means that the idna di agbe, from the moment he lifted up the chelev for the purpose of stealing it, kanya, he was already chayev tashlumei gneva, umischayev benafshalo havi adi ochil. He only occurs a chiv misa when he eats the chelev. Is hachinami, let's apply these principles of Rav Chizda to the case of zar she'ochal truma. Is be'idna the agbe, the moment he lifted up the truma, is kanye, he was kona the truma, umischayev benafshalo havi adi ochile. And therefore there's no be'idna, and hence Kim Levi Ramine would not apply. He already has the chiyuv moment set in stone, it's like engraved in stone, and what happens later is irrelevant. You can't say that a later chiyuv misa would undermine a chiv tashlumen, once that chiv tashlumen was already set by virtue of the kinyan gneva. So what we want to study today is on page Kuf Lamed Aleph. I hope you have the page. I think we photocopied it, and it's paragraph number Kuf Tes Vav. And this is an analysis of Rav Chizda. Again, Rav Chizda is talking about the case of Chelev, where he steals Chelev. And he suspends the principle of Kim Lev Neramine because of the lack of Be'idna, in which case the Chiyuv Mamon took place before the Chiyuv Karis. Tzarech Iyun. Why did Rav Chizda have to frame or formulate his principle in the context of Rav Nechunya ben Akana? Okay, it's true that Chelev is a chiyuv kares, but chelev is also a chiyuv malchus. So let's assume there was asraf for malchus. Now we have a principle called eino loka. I'm sorry, loka v'eino mishalim. If we apply loka v'eino mishalim in this case, then Rav Chizda's point is very well taken. It's very appropriate because he was already chayev the kinyan for, he was already chayev the moment for the kinyan of Hagbah before he incurs the chiyuv malchus when he eats the chelev. That chiddush has nothing to do with Rav Nechunya ben Akana. The principle of loka v'eino mishalim is accepted according to everybody, even according to the Rabbana. In other words, the diuk here,
they weren't at the same time.
Right, they weren't at the same time. If the Chiddush of Rav Chizda said, since they weren't at the same time, therefore there's no Kim Levi Ramine, why did he have to formulate that in terms of Rav Nechunya ben Akana? As if to say that if you ate Chelev after you stole it, you have to pay for the Gneva. Why? Because Rav Nechunya ben Akana, despite the fact that Rav Nechunya ben Akana applies the principle of Kim Levi Ramine to Achiv Kares, but in this case, he already was Chayev Mamon before he incurred the Achiv Kares for Achila. That is,
would you have to pay?
And you don't have to, and you have to pay. Correct, you have to pay. So why is that chiddush formulated in the framework of Rav Nachuni ben Akon? Forget about Rav Nachuni ben Akon. Rav Nachuni ben Akon extended Kim Lev Ramani to apply to a Chiyuv Karis. I grant you that. But even leaving that out, let's assume that there was Hasra for Malkus, right? Every Chiyuv Karis generates Malkus if there was Hasra for Malkus. In that case, then Rav Chisda has to ask himself, would he pay for the Chelev when he's going to get Malkus feeding the Chelev? And the answer is yes. He pays for the Chelev because he already set in motion the Chiyuv to pay for the Chelev with the Kinyan Agbah as a Kinyan Gneva when he stole the Chelev. And that halacha is relevant to the Chachamim. It's no less relevant to the Chachamim than it is to Rav Nachuni ben Akana. The only difference is Rav Nachuni ben Akana would apply this even if in the absence of a Hasra, whereas according to the Chachamim we would need the Hasra in order to operate with to generate the Havavin of Kimle Ramine. And the maskot is that there's no Kimle Ramine of Einoloka Mishalim, right? That he gets Malkus and he doesn't get Mammon. He does pay the Mammon because he was Chai for the Gnei beforehand. But that Chiddush is not linked up to Rav Nachuni ben is not. What word do I want to use? It's not exclusive to Rav Nachuni ben Akon. It's not because, you know, Rav Chisda was mechadish something because of or in the light of Rav Nachuni ben Akon. Even if we hadn't heard of Rav Nachuni ben Akon, even if we assume that Kimle Ramin is limited to an onish bidei Adam, let's say Miso or Malkus, we would still have to know about this distinction that it's not be'idna because he was Chayiv Momen before he was Chayiv Malkus. So why then did Rav Chisda formulate his halacha in the framework of Rav Nachuni ben Akon? This is a kasha which the Achronim ask, and in my humble opinion, the kasha is good enough if you have a teretz. The kasha is as good as the teretz. You follow what I mean? Some kashas you have to ask the kasha, otherwise you don't understand pshat in the Gemara. This kasha is, I would say, is a backseat driver. It's a secondary kasha. But nevertheless, if you come up with a good answer, then you become very excited because you understand why Rav Chisda introduced this chiddush in the context of, and only after the chiddush of Rav Nachuni ben Akon. So this kasha is asked by Rav Chaim Moshe Grzynski, the Achiezer, and he adds another kasha. And hopefully, with one yisod, he's going to answer both kash. So I'm just going to make a brochi. A brochat toadi. All right. The Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchas Gneva, says the following. This is a diuk from what we call stimas loshen Rambam. If the Rambam says something without qualified, you assume it's not qualified. He writes the following. Hagonev chelbo shel chavero. V'acholo. So again, there was a gneva and there was a chiyuv kares for violating achilas chiyuv. So there was a gneva and an achila. Says the Rambam, meshalim lo dmei chelbo. He's got to pay for the chiyuv, which means we're not going to apply the principle of kimlev the ramine. Now let's assume we're not paskening like Rav Nachuni ben Akana. There's no reason to commit the Rambam to Rav Nachuni ben Akana, but rather he's talking about a case where he's getting Malkus, and you would say that since he's getting Malkus feeding Chelev that was Asra, he should be parted from Dmei Chelev, from meaning from Gneva, but the answer is no. That in this case, he already incurred the Chiyu for Dmei Gneva when he stole the Chelev before he ate the chiyuv. So far this Rambam is very, very good. But the Magid Mishnah on the Rambam is going to give us a little bit of a headache. The Magid Mishnah says that the chiddush of the Rambam is that he's mischayev ben nafsho. So who is he operating with then? From the Chuni ben Akana, because according to the Rabbanon, there's no Mitzchayev Benafsho here that would be relevant to Kimle B'Rabbimine, to be Mechadish that, you know, there's no Kimle B'Rabbimine, but the Habimine was there would be Kimle. That's not true according to the Rabbanon. So now the Magid Mishnah is introducing a new element in the equation that the Rambam in his Havamina, meaning when you would have applied Kimle B'Rabbimine, he's talking about Mitzchayev Benafsho. says the Magid Mishnah. So what is the Maskana? So you and I would have said, the Rambam is copying our Gemara of Rav Chisda, the Maskana is that it's not Be'idna. No. Says the Magid Mishnah, the Maskana, the final bottom line is that even though he incurs a Chiyuv Kares, but we don't paskin like Rav Nechuni Ben Akana, and a Chiyuv Kares is not enough to patter him up from Dmei Chelbo. In other words, according to Magid Mishnah, this Rambam has nothing to do with what we call simultaneity or Be'idna, as the Gemara says it in Rav Chisda. But the Rambam is talking about something else. The Rambam wants to know what happens if a person is Chayev Kares and at the same time he's Chayev Mamon. Do we apply Rav Nechuni Ben Akana's principle of Kimlei Rami or do we not? And the answer is we do not, i.e. we don't paskin like Rav Nechuni Ben Akana. That's the thrust of the Magid Mishnah's interpretation of this Rambam, the Chiddush in the Rambam. Tzarech Iyun, says Reb Chaim Ozer, I don't understand. Din Zeh, the fact that Kim Levi the Rabbi does not apply to a Chiyuv Kares, Kfar Kosvo, it's already been codified by the Rambam in Perek Gimel Me'ilchus Gneva. And the Rambam says that we only apply Kim Levi the Rabbi in case of Misas Bezdin or Malkus. And then we knock off the Chiyuv Tashlumin. But in a case of a Chiyuv Kares, there is no Kim Levi Ramine. So therefore you have to pay. Why does the Rambam have to repeat what he's already said in Perek Gimel? V'im Rotzel Hashmienu D'ein Kares Poteres. If the Magid Mishnah is correct and the Rambam's Kiddush is Lafuke to exclude Rav Nechuni Ben Akana, then he should have brought this din in Perek Gimel. Because in Perek Gimel, the Rambam establishes that Kim Levi Ramine only applies to Mises Bezdin and to Malkus, the exclusion of Chiyuv Kares. So it's not enough of a headache here that the Magid Mishnah completely ignores our sugya in this Rambam, namely the issue of Be'idna. But on top of it, he has the Rambam repeating what the Rambam says already elsewhere, namely that there's no Kim Levi Ramini in Chiyuv Kares, because we don't accept Rav Nechuni Ben Akana. Not only that, if the Rambam is, according to the Magid Mishnah, meant to tell me that we want to exclude this case from Kim Levi Ramini because we don't accept Chai V'Krisus, then that belongs in Perek Gimel. Because in Perek Gimel, the Rambam establishes the parameters of the application of the principle of Kim Levi Ramini. And the Rambam has on the list Misa and Malkus. He doesn't have Onish Bidei Shamayim, he doesn't have Kares on the list. Now the Rambam should have said, therefore, if a person steals Chelev and he eats it, he has to pay for the Chelev. Why does he have to pay for the Chelev? Because eating the Chelev is only a Chiyuv Bidei Shamayim, it's only Kares, and we don't accept Rav Nechuni Ben Akana. We only apply Kim Levi Rami in one of two cases. Number one, a Chiyuv Misa, meaning Misas Bezdin, and number two, in the case of a Chiyuv Malkus. So let's just summarize. We have basically two kashas here from the Achiezer. The first kasha is on Rav Chisda. Why do Rav Chisda couches or present his chiddush in the context of Rav Nechuni Ben Akana would be equally applicable to the Rabbanon in the case where there's Hasra and Yischai of Malkus? And question number two, what does the Magid Mishnah mean when he says that the Rambam, in a case of Ochel Chelev, the Rambam is telling me, don't accept Rav Nechuni Ben Akana of Chai V'Krisus. The Rambam already has that. He codifies that in Perek Gimel. And if this Rambam, this halacha of stealing chelev and eating it would be relevant to the parameters of Kim Levi Ramine, i.e. to exclude the case of Chai V'Krisus, then it belongs in the chapter in which the Rambam dedicates himself to define the parameters of Kim Levi Ramine. Why is this case of Gonev, of Gonev, Chelbo Shel Chaver V'Yacholo written, codified here in Perek Beis? I'm fascinated by this because you see that the Achiezer, who was a contemporary of Reb Chaim, was operating with the same principles of Reb Chaim. In other words, the Chazon Ish is pretty much oblivious to this, but the Reb Chaim was very sensitive to where the Rambam brings halacha, and it's very important. If the Rambam brings it in Perek Aleph and it belongs in Perek Beis, you know Reb Chaim is going to write a whole shtickle Torah about that. Okay. Now all that we've studied so far in the Rambam in Perek Beis halacha Dalet is the Rambam himself. But what we have now is the Ravid. Sean, you're my man for this. If you could do me another chesed, could you bring me a Rama Mizikin? I mean, against it, if anyone sees it here on the table, then please let save John the effort. But otherwise, you know, you get Schar Alicha for this Schar Tircha. Does anybody know what this book is all about? Because it's funny, I just gave a shiur now on this topic, and I just noticed this sefer here. Halach l'maisa, shaylus v'tshus v'dini avelus. It seems like it's a joint effort of Rav Elazar Bar Kali with Rav Yitzchak Yeager. I don't know. If anybody could look this over, I'm very curious, because I'm amish about an hour ago, I gave a shiur in avelus. You have Hilchus Geneva there? If you could open, if you can, to Perek Beis Milchus Gneiva Halacha Dalid, and see if you find the Ravid.
Perek what? Perek Gimel.
Second chapter Halacha Dalid. And that's what I think. If it's not there, then we have to fast forward to Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. And you know, the Sima Muvak is if you find the Ravid.
Yeah.
There is a Ravid. Perek Gimel.
Yep.
Or Perek Beis.
Perek Beis.
Excellent. Perek Beis Halacha Dal. So what I'm going to do is, John, I'm going to ask you the following. You read the Ravid to yourself. I may ask you to read it out loud, but first I want to summarize the Ravid and see if my summary is a reflection of what you read in the Rambam. He says the following.
The Ravid.
The Ravid, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a little hyper today because I started my day. I don't want to tell you what time. It was not, you know, the best way of celebrating your birthday by waking up at such an hour. Yeah, that's okay. It's all right. It's all right. My Hebrew birthday is in 9 days. So, you know, you can wish me a Hebrew birthday. Because, you know, when you get to my age, you want to study. You want to always choose the later birthday, if you find it. So you can hold on to 1 year for another few days. Anyway. So what does the Ravid say? The Ravid says that in the case of Chelev, when he steals Chelev, so the Ravid says that he pays Kefel. He pays not only for the Chelev, but also Kefel. Now, offhand, the Ravid is Poshut. You know, we don't apply Kimle the Ravine in the case of Chayvi Krisus. Hence, the Ganav has to pay for the Kefel. I mean, notwithstanding Rav Chisda, again, Rav Chisda will say he doesn't have to pay for the kefil even if there would be kimle rabine, because he already was chayv kefil at the time that he lifted up the chelev. But leave that out for a minute. Let's say he doesn't pay. I mean, he pays kefil because there's no kimle rabine in case of chivu karis. That's the way the Magid Mishnah learns it. Comes along the Ravid, and he says, okay, you stole chelev, you should pay kefil. Right? That's what a ganav pays. He pays kefil. I mean, so far I don't see the Chiddush of the Ravid. And then he goes on to say, V'lo d'mei chelbo bilvat. You know, and he doesn't pay just the Karen, he pays the Kefel.
That's not in the Ravid.
That's not in the Ravid.
I agree with that.
So maybe we should fast forward to Perek Gimel. Maybe that's where the Ravid is. Could it be in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph?
Well, the first part is in the Ravid, but the
that we're just embellishing the Ravid. If the Ravid is saying that you pay double, it means that it's not enough. You can't get away with murder here. Just pay the carrot.
This is the Mishal and Lo Kevel Dmei Chelvo, period. That's the end of the Ravid.
Good, good. For Lo Dmei Chelvo Bavad is just an embellishment of what the Ravid says. Right. Now the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam would not disagree. I mean, the Rambam doesn't have to enter into, you know, the laws of Geneva. The Rambam is just trying to tell you that there's no Kimle of the Rabbinay and the Chiyuve Geneva apply. Hence, he would have to pay Kefel. That's the Magid Mishnah. The Kevin is Chayev, since he's Chayev as a Ganov, forget about Koris, because Koris is not enough to. What? Did I miss something?
No.
Okay, good, good. Oh. Now, usually, again, this is not always the case, when the Ravid adds a Hasaga, he means to imply that he accuses the Rambam of saying the opposite of his Hasaga, meaning when the Rambam says that he pays for the Chelev, right, Mishalim Dmei Chelvo, he understood in the Rambam that Dmei Chelvo means just simply the market value of the Chelev, not its Kefel. In other words, the Raavad says that the Rambam should have been a little bit more explicit, even should have clarified himself. Instead of using the term Dmei Chelbo, he should have said Kefel. And why did he leave out the word Kefel?
Rambam said before that Kefel applies to everything.
Okay, good. So the Magid Mishnah says that the Raavad is a libel, is a false accusation. And even though the Rambam doesn't mention Kefel, he agrees that you pay Kefel. Why? Because once you chayev for Karen, then Mimele you chayev for Karen. The Rambam is not here interested in giving you all the laws of, if the Rambam was addressing himself to the Dayan, who's paskening in this case, he would have told him, don't forget about Kefel. But the Rambam doesn't have to do that. You know that the Ganav is chayev Kefel. But the Raavad seems to have accused the Rambam, and we want to know if we can make any sense out of the Halavin, if there is such a thing, that you don't pay kefa. And he says the following: Midakov alocha zu beperik beis the mairi midine kefel vidal vehe because of the mishalim dumei chelbo mashma the kefel eno mishalim. Now, what I need you to do for me, Rabosai, since you have the Rambam and since I want to move on, so if you could just help me for that few seconds, just take a very quick skira achas, just take a superficial glance at Perek Beis and see if the Rambam mentions Kefel at least five times. Do you have a Rambam? Who has John? You have the Rambam. Just look it over very quickly. Again, I don't want to waste any time on this. But Yechiel, you have the Rambam.
I'm looking.
Do a word search and see if the Rambam mentions Kefel quite a few times in this chapter, whether before this halacha or after this halacha. In any event, the Raavad assumes that the Rambam should have mentioned Kefel here, as he does throughout this chapter, because this chapter is dedicated to Kefel and all the other knossos, Dal Vehe, which the Ganav has to pay.
So there's an implicit Havamina that you might not have
to pay? Yeah, and that's where we're going to have to rack our brains and figure out why, if his claim is borne out as true. And even if the Rambam didn't mean it, but the fact that the Raavad felt he had to emphasize that this kefel means there must have been like a svara out there that maybe it wouldn't be chayav kefel.
He knew the Rambam meant kefel, but he's afraid the readers wouldn't understand it the way because he left that.
Right, but that's not usually the style of the Raavad. Sometimes you're right; he may clarify the Rambam, but that's not usually, the Raavad's derech. But again, Rabosai, the bottom line of this whole discussion is there a havamina, that for some reason he would be potter from Kefel. He would be potter from Kefel, even though he's chayav keren. I mean, that's a real challenge which the Achiezer wants to face. L'chora mashma da Rambam ka mashma da filu b'ofen shen is chayav malchus mishum achilas chelev. Oh, so now we can go a step further. What can we say here? We're going to talk about the Rabbanon. What do I mean? According to Mechuni ben Akana, you could talk about Kimlev the Rabbinay based on the Chiyuv Karis. The Rabbanon don't have Kimlev and Rabbinay. So l'chora, there's no Havamina that he should be exempt from paying for Gneva in the case of stealing Chelev, because we accepted the Shita of the Chachomim, not the Shita of But on the other hand, what about a case where there was Asra? We don't know if there was Asra or not, but let's just theoretically argue that there was Asra, which means that for stealing the Chelev, he should get Malkus. Again, we have to go into the whole issue about Lava Nitak Liese, and so forth and so on.
Instead of Karis, it became Malkus. Now you told me it gets Karis and Malkus?
Well, that itself is a gigantic Machlokus, but let's assume that once he gets Malkus, he's parted from Karis.
So the fact that this game Hasra, a mistaken Hasra?
No, you, that's what you meant to do. If you're a witness of somebody who's about to eat chayil, you should give him Hasra for Malkus.
For Malkus, as a way of...
One day he'll thank you for it. It might take another 100 years, but he'll thank you for it. Because up in Shemayim, it exempts him from Karis. I mean, that itself is a Machlokus, but that's how we... That Malkus is a replacement for Karis. But in this case, the Rambam has to tell me that we're not going to apply Kimlev to the Rabbinei, even according to the Rabbanon, even in a case where it's Asra for Malkus, and we're not going to apply the principle of Eino Loke U Mishalim, that we can't give him both Malkus and Tashlumin, but rather he has to pay. Now the question is, why? And in Bishleim, if the Rambam is telling you that there was no hasra, and therefore kares is not enough to activate kimleim the Rambam yunei nicha. Now I understand why he has to pay for the chelet. But if you can assume that we're talking about a case where there was hasra, then why does he have to pay for the chelet? Again, without Rav Chisla, are you with me without Rav Chisla? I'm operating without Rav Chisla. If the answer to this problem is Rav Chisla, meaning that it wasn't Pe'idna, then we have another way of interpreting the Rambam. But keep in mind that we're trying to figure out Pshat the Rambam according to the Magid Mishnah, and the Magid Mishnah is assuming that the issue here is not Kimlei B'Raminei B'Toras Pe'idna, but Kimlei B'Raminei B'Toras Onesh, meaning does this Onesh fit into the categories that are designated for Kimlei B'Raminei, and the Rambam wants to say no. So now we're saying that in a case where there was Asra for Malkus and he gets Malkus, then there is no Kimlei B'Raminei. So now the question is going to be why? Why would there not be Kimlei B'Raminei in the case of Malkus? Meaning, Kares Nicha, we don't accept him, the Chunyim and Akona. But the Rabbanan accept Kimlei B'Raminei in the case of Malkus, why doesn't it apply here? Again, we'll have to see if we can push Rav Chisda into the picture that it wasn't in the vote. Now we're operating with the Magid Mishnah, and the Magid Mishnah is completely oblivious to Rav Chisda. Again, in the Rambam, you know that you have a right to do. You don't always have to assume the Rambam is copying the Gemara. The Rambam may have 1,000 sources. I mean that literally, by the way, when I say the Rambam has 1,000 sources. By the way, if you ever want to read a book on Tisha B'Av that'll put you in a very depressing mood about the Holocaust, read the Avodas HaMelech. Did you ever hear the Avodas HaMelech? His name is Rav Nochum Kokovsky, who's my Rebbe's uncle. And he wrote 14 volumes on the Rambam. We're only left with one of them. All of the rest went up in Auschwitz, in the flames of Auschwitz. So if you want to sit Shiva on Tisha B'Av, read the Avodas HaMelech. It's an unbelievable piece of work. And all we have left is one out of 14 books. And if you want to cry over the Holocaust, I mean, you know, you might laugh at me because there's 6 million Jews to cry about. I don't need to cry about the Avodas HaMelech. But I'm saying, if you want another additional element into the equation of what we lost in the Holocaust, and unfortunately, only the first volume got out of Poland before the Nazis came in. And that's the only volume we have. Everything else was burnt in Auschwitz. And it's an amazing piece of work. Now, it's an amazing piece of work for a million and one reasons. I spent a lot of time in Hilchas Talmud Torah, so the Avodas HaMelech was like on my table constantly. But it's also an amazing piece of work for another reason. This is what the scholars, you know, the university scholars, the academic scholars would appreciate. He proves to you what the Rambam has in front of him. It's just mind-boggling. He'll quote sources, you know, Psikta Zutra says, that you and I never heard of. And he's going to prove to you that the Rambam had the Psikta Zutra. He's going to show you that the Rambam copied the Psikta Zutra word for word. Word for word. It can't be coincidental. Unless you believe the Rambam had Ruach HaKodesh. You know what I'm saying?
He had the Rav go into the libraries to check the manuscript.
Correct. I think he mentions the Rav in his introduction, if I'm not mistaken. In any event. So now we come to this point. He says, Ulam, ain loma de mairi biofich in the sky of a moment kore, right? Maybe you'll argue that the Rambam is talking about Rav Chisda, right? That it's lo be'idna, so the chiv moment predated the chiv achilas chelev and the chiv of Malkus. Diem kain, hadra kushta leduchta. Because again, we're trying to answer the following question. Why did the Rambam bring this down in Perek Beis? He should have brought it in Perek Gimel. Because in Perek Gimel, the Rambam establishes that there's only Kimlei B'Raminei in Vavas Achas. But if it wasn't Vavas Achas, there was no simultaneity, then he's Chayv Tashlumin, and the fact that afterwards he incurred a Chiv Miso Malkus, that doesn't patter up from the Chiv Tashlumin. And therefore, we have every reason to assume that the Rambam, by deliberately being koveya, in other words, codifying this halacha in Perek Beis as opposed to Perek Gimel, he's not interested in the lack of be'idna, meaning Rav Chisda. Had he done so, had he believed so, then he would have codified this in Perek Gimel. And again, we can add the Magid Mishnah, because the Magid Mishnah is analyzing this Rambam in Perek Beis from the perspective of is this a kind of an onesh that lends itself to kimlei b'derami mei? And v'nir demai shaita lahach dina hocha demai b'dinei kefel. The subject, the theme of Perek Beis is kefel. So therefore, the Rambam must be telling me a chiddush in Hilchus Kefel and not a chiddush in Hilchus Kimlei b'derabim inay, meaning if it's not be'idna, if it wasn't b'masachas, it's not Kimlei. Ela, the Rambam Mayri Hocha, the Afagav Sheneschai of Malkus Bahade Mama, and Rabbi Osu, what does that mean? Bahade? Simultaneous.
Same time.
Okay, same time, I'll take that. I like simultaneous, I don't know. But anyway, even though it's Bahari Mamun, Kagon, Shetachav Lo, Litok Piv. Again, Rabosai, you know, it's hard for me to assume that the Rambam is talking about this weird case of Tachalob Litok Piv. But again, that's not a point. That's not a valid objection, because what we're talking about is what conceptually, what is the Rambam trying to teach us? So the Rambam doesn't have to go into details about did he do it this way, did he do it that way, when did he actually pick up the chalev, or maybe he didn't pick up the chalev, it got into his mouth without it picking it up. That's not on the Rambam's on the Rambam's radar screen, because that's not what the Rambam is interested in. But v'ha'ka mashmalon, the Rambam wants to tell me a chiddush, and this is a chiddush in Hilchus Kefel, that he pays demei chalvo and not demei and not kefel of chalvo. Now we're accepting the libel, so to speak, the accusation of the Ravid, that the Rambam over and over again in this parak talks about kefel. Can you do a word search for me in this parak, parak base? How many times does he say kefel?
No, maybe do it just in this parak.
We don't have the technology for that to do.
Many times.
Many times. Okay, yeah. John says many times, we don't need a word search. John, you're better than a word search.
But not in
you know, it's like Ravad Yosef is better than the Bar Ilan Shud Project. You know the famous story that when they told about the Shud Project in Bar Ilan, so Ravad Yosef went like this, you know, knock with the head. So they tested him. So they fed the computer a Shiloh. And they asked Rav Avadya, who wrote a tshuva on this shayla? So Rav Avadya rattles off without any sefer in front of him 69 tshuvas on the top. And Bar Ilan came up with 71. My high, they asked Rav Avadya, you missed two tshuvas. He says, no, those were my tshuvas. That was the Yechava Das. You were asking me what other tshuvas were there. So John, I rely on your count of kefel. It appears in Perek Beis numerous times, except for this one. It's the only place where he mentions Dmei, whatever it is, in this case Chalev, and he leaves out kefel, you know, and the Ravid accuses him of leaving out kefel. But it's more exciting than that. If the accusation of the Ravid is correct, and the Rambam meant to exclude kefel, we're going to answer a gevaldik akasha. Why does the Rambam mention this halacha classified here in Perek Beis when he's dealing with Hilchus Kefel and the parameters of kefel? It really belongs in Perek Gimel when he's discussing the parameters of kimlei b'derabim inay. So he says v'tzarach iyim v'tama chiluk. Why would this case of someone who ate chalev, let's assume he ate chalev at the very moment that he stole the chalev, and now you're telling me that kimlei b'derabim inay wouldn't apply in this case? We don't know why, but it does apply in a halfway measure. In other words, we're going to apply kimlei b'derabim inay to some extent to exempt him from what? From kefel, but he still has to pay keren because there's no kimlei b'derabim inay. And why is there no kimlei b'derabim inay? That we don't know.
If it was tachat lo chaver l'toch beit habliyah, then why is he chayev at all?
You mean maybe the tochev should be chayev? So that's our sugya. I didn't repeat it today because we did it yesterday. But Beli Neder will try to do a chazorah in that.
He could have brought it back up and didn't.
So yeah, that kind of stuff.
He accepted.
Right. He did a voluntary action of swallowing it. You know, yeah. Something along that line. So even though there was no kinyan gneva, there was no leisa. You know, the whole discussion that we had yesterday.
Right.
Rabbi, you missed a very chewy discussion yesterday. it was really chewy.
But we don't want to bring it up.
Yeah, we don't bring it up. All right. So Rabosa, you know, if I was the Achiezer at this point, I would throw in the towel. I mean, again, The dividends here are great. I mean, there's a carrot out there which really attracts us. I mean, if the Achiezer could pull this off, you know, he deserves a PhD for this alone. And it's an amazing challenge. That on the one hand, Kimlei the Ramine will apply to knock off the Kefil, but on the other hand, Kimlei the Ramine will not apply vis-a-vis the carrot. I mean, I don't begin to understand this Rama. But again, if he succeeds in convincing us, wow, that's a treasure of gold, because it answers up all the kashas over here. He says, "Venira, the Rambam Sfirle, the Malkus Poter Mitashlumin, Dafka Tashlume Hezek Bi'Alma, Aval Tashlumin Haboy Machmas Gneva Ugzela." Eino poter. So let's just read the whole paragraph and then we'll come back and take it from the top. He says the following: in Kahai Gavna, Shalchiv Malkus Umamon, Nokat a Rambam, Kotzatz Ilan Chavero Biyontif. Okay, so he's Chayiv Malkus for Meleches Ktsira, right? Kotzer, Meleches Kotzer. And at the same time, he's destroying his friend's planted tree. Or Hidlik HaGodesh B'Yom HaKippurim. And the Rambam says that in such a case, he's Potter. If somebody could just read the Rambam out loud for me in Perek Gimel, you have to fast forward to Perek Gimel. John, can you do that for me? Perek Gimel, Locha Beis. Oh, so yeah, and then I need to read Aloch Aleph, sorry, because we can't start with Ketzer. Yeah. Or the last line of Aloch Aleph, or maybe you want to give me the Rambam, whatever is easier for you. Because you can't start with Ketzer, you know what I'm saying? Because if you start with Ketzer, then we'll have to make a bracha of Ketzer Mavark, and that's about it. All right, so he says the following: Kol Osa Vera. Sheyesh ba'avon mises bezdin v'tashlumin eino mishalim. Okay, ha'os ha'ver sheneskai b'malkis v'tashlumin eino mishalim. Meaning, in both these cases, he gets misa and he doesn't pay damages, and that's number one, chayve mises bezdin. Number two, chayve malkis. Fine. Okay. Ketzad. So what would be a case where he's chayiv misa and chayiv mamon, and we're going to apply kimleiv the rabbinate? What would be a case where he's chayiv malchus and a chayiv mamon, and we exempt him from paying mamon? So Rama has the following: Zorak chetz b'shavas mitchilas arba l'sof arba. So we're talking about a chayiv misa, and at the same time, kara shirayim shel chavero, kara berget shel chavero, is in this case he. Where I lost it here, he does not pay damages, right? I'll get to that in a second. Oh, Shehid, excuse me, Hidlik Godesh Shal Chaver B'Shabbos. Again, why does the Rambam insist that it was on Shabbos? He's rejecting Hushita Rabbi Chuni Ben Akana, because again, in Rabbi Chuni Ben Akana's favorite reference, we'd say Hidlik Godesh Shal Chaver B'Yom HaKippurim. Oh, Sheganav Kis B'Shabbos V'Yimagaro. Again, the Rambam now wants to get simultaneity. So in order to do so, it can't be that he lifted up his friend's, you know, he stole his friend's wallet in Rishus HaYochid and then he carried out to Rishus HaRabim. That would not come with the Kimleiv the Rabbinate. But in a case where there's no Akbar and Hayimagara V'yotze, where his Kinyan Gneva is Chal as a result of Hotzah Rishus HaBailim, so he took it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. In such a case, there is a potim and a tashlumin. She iser Shabbos v'iser gneva v'hezek ba'in ke'achas. So now we have simultaneity. He stole it and he violated the chil Shabbos of Hotzah, Melechas Hotzah, at the same moment in time. Aval im ganav kis b'Shabbos v'ig bi'o b'Rishus HaYochid. If he lifts up the wallet in the rishus of the nignav, the achakath, then he takes the wallet out to rishus haramim, and his shlicha l'nar, and he throws it into a river. We have to see why the Rambam adds this, and also in the previous case he adds it. And he says he's a is chayev l'shalim tashlumei kefel. He's chayev to pay kefel. See, the Rambam is very sensitive here. He doesn't let you figure out that he's chayev keret, and therefore if so facto he's chayev kefel. He spells it out. Shari nischayev v'isa gneva kodem she ischayev v'isa skila. So until now the Rambam is talking about Chil Shabbos, and therefore he's talking about a Chiyuv Misa. Now why is he Chayav for Shabbos? So one case is Zrika, Zorek is either an Av or a Tolda, I'm not sure. For that you have to learn Perekat Zorek. Then he has the case of Madlik Es HaGodesh, that's Melech Es Havara. Because again, the Rambam holds Yechayv Misa for Melechas Havar because Havar lechalik yotzes, not lelav yotzes, but lechalik yotzes. And then finally, as the case of Melechas Hotzah in Garas Hakis. So all that is a Chiyuv Misa. Now the Rambam has to address Ketzad in the context of a Chiyuv Malchus. V'chein im katzatz ilon chaver biyonte v'hisrubo osha hidlik es hagodesh. Again, Rabbo say this is not Rav Nechudi ben Akana, because in Rav Nechudi ben Akana there was no hasra. And why do we activate Kimle Miramine? Because of the Chiyuv Karis. But here we're talking about a case Dafka where there was hasra. Says the Rambam, in such a case we're not going to apply the principle. I'm sorry. In such a case, the Rambam says that we should apply the principle of Kimle Miramine. Says the Rambam, Chayev l'shalim tashlume kefel. Why? I lost it. Just one second. Oh, gana v'tovach miyom ha-kipurim v'hisrubo. So again, he has three cases here. Number one, he has the case where on Yontif he cuts down his friend's Elon, and it was Asra. Number two, he has the case where he burnt his friend's haystack on Yom HaKippurim and it was Asra. Number three, he has the case where he shechted a stolen animal on Yom HaKippurim. V'hisrubo. In all these cases, he's Chayev Malkus. Says the Rambam, Potur min HaTashlumin. And why is he Potur min HaTashlumin? Because simultaneously he incurred a Chayev Malkus and a Chayev Mama. And Eino Lokim Mishalim. So this has nothing to do with Rav Nechudi ben Akana. Even the Rabbanu would agree to this. Avol says the Rambam lo hisrubo is chayev b'tashlumin u'meshalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha. In the last case of Tovach u'mochar, he's chayev dal v'hei. And here there's no Malkus. And in the absence of Malkus, again, why is there no Malkus? Because it was the absence of Hasra. And if there's no Malkus, we're not going to apply the principle of Eino Lokim Mishalim, and therefore he has to pay. And what will he pay? Well, he'll pay Keren, he'll pay Kefel, and he'll pay Dal Vehe. That would be the implication. Right? Imlo Hisrubo, Chayev B'Tashlumin, Mishalim Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha. So what does the Achiezer want to get from this halacha here? Perek Gimel halacha Beis. The Vitzir Shal Chiyuv Malkus Umama. The Rambam has the case of Katzatz Ilan Chavero Hidli Kedisha B'Yom HaKippurim. Right? And what was the third case? Was Gona V'Tovach B'Yom HaKippurim V'Hisrubo. Again, what does Hisrubo mean? Sure. Means that he gets Malkus even though he would be Chayiv Karis. So that's what the Rambam means by Hisrubo, that he's Chayiv Malkus. And if he was Hisrubo, he's Potim in a Tashlumin. Wait, I'm a little confused here. Can somebody set me straight? Why does the Rambam say Hidlik es Kedisha Shavir V'Yom HaKippurim? Why not Yantiv? Katzatz Ilan. He wants to explicitly exclude Rav Nechudi ben Akana, maybe. See, if we only had Katzatz Ilan Chaver V'Yom Tov, and the Rambam says Hisrubo, that has nothing to do with Rav Nechudi ben Akana. Oh, so he adds Hidlik es gadisho v'yom ha-kippur v'hisru bo, meaning that according to Rav Nachuni ben Hakana, he would be potter, but we're going to say he's chayav because we reject Rav Nachuni ben Hakana. Okay, that's limited liability on that, but I think that's what the Rambam means. Okay, anyway, let's get back to the Achiezer. The Bitzir shall chiyuv malchus u'mamon nokat haramam kotzat il chaver biyontif hidlik edishav yom ha-kippurim, and then he has gone after Tov of yom ha-kippurim v'lo nokat tziur shel gneva b'chiyuv malchus rak b'chiyuv misa. One second, what do you mean? The Rambam omits gneva. Wow, that's an amazing deal. Wow, I'm the spoiled here. If my emotions set me straight here, the Achiezer is amazing in how carefully he reads the Rambam. I missed this point totally. When the Rambam gives his examples of Chiyuv Malchus, he skips the case of Gneva. He's got Kotzatz, he's got Hidlik, and he's got Gonav V'Tovach B'Yom HaKippur, meaning that he would be Chayev for Tvicha. And he skips Gneva. So I thought maybe, I mean, again, I wasn't aware of the fact that the Rambam skips Gneva. In the Reisha he has Gneva. Just one second. So what was the Reisha? The Reisha was Gonav Kis B'Shabbos. And what? And if it was, so if it was Shalom Be'idna, just one second. Ketzad Zorak Chetz B'Shabbos, that was Be'idna. And Hidlik Kodesh is Be'idna. So then what? Areza Potem and Tashlumen. Oh, but Gonav, in Gonav he says that it happened Bazeh Herzeh, correct?
No, the first one he says is Be'idna because he's Megarah.
Right.
And he says but if you've gone up Kis
B'Shabbos,
that's not Zeh Herzeh, then you are.
So let's just think. Why didn't the Rambam? So what's the Achiezer's kasha in the Sefer where the problem is hisrubo alo hisrubo? So the Rambam should have mentioned what? Should have mentioned Gneva in this case? Just one second. I'm getting myself confused. You understand the Rambam?
Tovach.
Right, right.
That's what's machayiv in Dalad Vehei.
Right. So wait, I'm not trying
by itself is not.
Right, just give me that. Trying to understand what bothers the Achiezer here in the Rambam. Nochama. The Rambam says that Gonav Kis B'Shabbos, since it was Shalom Be'idna, therefore he's Chayav L'Shalem. Okay, so there's no Kim Lev the Rabbin, even though he's Chayav Misa. So he gets Skila and he pays. Okay. So now the Achiezer wants to know in the Sefer when the Rambam is talking about a Chiyuv Malchus where there was Asra, and the Rambam wants to tell you that if there was Asra and he's Chayiv Malchus, he's Potter in a Tashlum, and if there was no Asra, he's Chayiv in a Tashlum. Why did the Rambam omit the case of Gneva?
It says, Otavach v'mochar v'yokim v'hisubah. What do you mean he left it out?
Yeah, that's what the rabbi was saying, but wait, one second. The Rambam is saying the following, that he should be chayev, if there was Asra, but let's go through the cases. If there was no Asra, then we're not accepting Rav Nachuni ben Hakana. Again, that's not relevant to...
No, it's the next paragraph. The next paragraph in the... Yalpi Shal Rambam Shom Hiskir Gam Ken Gneva B'Tziyur Shal Chayv Eich Malchus V'Mom.
Okay,
wait. He's asking a question.
I just want to work this out without it. Just trying to...
Okay.
If you don't mind, I just want to possibly anticipate what's coming around the bend. There's some problem here in this Rambam, a diuk of sorts that's going to revolutionize the Shitas HaRambam. So I want to see if I can understand the Diyuk, because if you don't appreciate the Diyuk, then the revolutionary Chiddush is not so... So let's just see. What bothers him, the Rambam, when he, so again, in the Sefer, what's the Rambam trying to present? That there's Kim Levi Rami and Chayvei Malkius, and that depends on whether it was Asra. So now, what does the Rambam mention? Katzatz Ilon, Hidlikas Agadish, Gana Vitovach, Piyom Kippurim, and it depends on Yisrubo, Lo Yisrubo. So why did the Rambam have to introduce Korav and Tovach? Yeah, but he only violates Yom Kippur after the Tzvicha, correct? I don't see any other way out. I don't know that Gneva is a violation of Yom Kippur. The Rambam wants to say he's Chayav Malkus, and therefore he doesn't pay Tashlumen, right? So he can only be Chayav Malkus for Tzvicha, if I understand correctly, right? So what's the kasha here? The Rambam says that if there was Asra, so that knocks off the Chiyuv Tashlum, right? Because Ein Elokim Mishalem. But if Lo Hisrubo, then he's Chayuv Tashlum. So the Rambam.
But at the same time.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, is the Rambam saying, because the Rambam says potim in atashlum, right? In the case where there was Asra. Are you with me, Rabbi? I have the following problem. The Rambam says, katzatz ilon chavero, hiblik es gedisho, gana v'tovach, if there was Asra,
what's to do?
Is potim in atashlum. So one second, in the first two cases we have no problem, right? Because katzatz ilon means that it was simultaneity, or hidlik sagodesh means it was simultaneity. Let's talk about the third case. That's the case that's really tickling our brains. Gonav v'tovach.
I could argue there that he's potter from tashlum mitava v'hei, but he's chayin in kefir.
All right, maybe he's chayav kefir, but certainly he's chayav keren, right? Maybe even kefir, but let's go easy.
Forget just the tficha is not chayav,
right?
Because that's the
because tficha means simultaneously he incurred a chiyuv malchus, right, and a chiyuv tashlumin.
Right.
So we're going to apply kim leid rami. There was asro,
but not to the geneva part.
Right. So that's a little bit strange that the Rambam writes potim in atashlumin. But let's assume you're right. So let's see, the Gneva took place, it doesn't matter whether it took place on Erev Yom Kippur or on Yom Kippur, it's irrelevant because that's not a violation of Yom Kippur. So if there's no violation of Yom Kippur, then certainly it should be chayev for the Gneva. So maybe the Rambam is telling you that he's potter for the Tvicha, which means
right,
he's potter for Dal V'Heh. And that pshat I think is very meduyik in the Rambam because
that's
it says Avol in Lo Hisrubo.
He doesn't say Kefa, it says Tashlumi.
Right. And you're a step ahead of me. I just wanted to say in the next case the Rambam says Lo Hisrubo, is the Rambam says Chayav B'Tashlumin U'Meshalim Chayav B'Tashlumin U'Meshalim Tashlumi Arvav Chamisha. It sounds like that in the first case he's potter in a tashlumin means even for the kefil. Just one second. Is it? I'm sorry. I need one more minute, and then it'll come through my thick skull. Is it possible that what the Rambam means is that in the case of Gneva, do we apply the principle of Kim Leib the Ramine? And the answer is if Potmin Atashlumin means in Gansen, right? So it means Kim Leib the Ramine, even in the case of even in Karen Vakefa. And logically I don't see why that shouldn't be so. Right? If there's a din of Ain't a Loka Mishalim, because the Gneva. The Gneva was not simultaneous. Oh, okay, fine. So let's go slowly. The Gneva took place before the Tvicha, and at that point he did not violate any Chiyuv Malkus for a Meleches Yom Kippur. So the Mela, whatever's included,
Malkus for Gneva. there's no makas for you.
Good, that's another point. I'm trying to just cut down all the variables here. But what I'm trying to say is that what the Rambam means, if there was Asra, let me try another possibility. Yeah, I'm trying to investigate all possibilities. Maybe what the Rambam means by Potman Tashlum means Dal Vehe. I'm just investigating, you know, don't get angry at me. So that in the Rambam's frame of reference, he certainly has to pay for the Gneva. We don't know why yet, but maybe because there's no simultaneity, that could be an answer. But as far as Tvicha is concerned, to generate Dal Vehe, since it was Asra and he's violating a Melechus Yom Kippur, hence he doesn't pay for Dal Vehe. Now, why does Rambam have to add Gana? Because there's no Chiyuv of Dal Vehe for Tvicha without Gneva, obviously. But when the Rambam says Potmin and Tashlumin, what does he mean? So one could ostensibly argue that he's talking about Dal Vehe. Is that going to fit in with the next line in the Rambam? Lo hisubo chayav b'tashlumin u'meshalim tashlumin dal vehe. It sounds like the Rambam's tashlumin here, he's talking about keren and keifa. Also, potimin atashlumin means he's potim for keren and keifa. Why would he be? The Rambam's just established that you need be'idna, correct? Right? All the cases of the Rambam were be'idna. In fact, in the case of Ganav Kispa Shabbos, the Rambam says explicitly that if he lifted it up, he has to pay for that, even though he carried it out into Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam is clearly committed to Rav Chisda's position that you, in order to activate Kimlei Ramina, you have to have Be'idna. So where's the Be'idna? If the Rambam meets Potman and Tashlumin, even for the Keren and Kefel, what violation is he guilty of? Unless you're going to say this Malkus for Gneva? I don't know. Gneva, of course, is a lava nita kliyesa. Maybe it's like Zela Shem Goza. Only Zela, not Gneva? There's no mitzvah of Hashavas like Gneva?
No.
Do we know this? I mean, I'm an Amoritz Gomer here.
The issue is like Zela Shem Goza. It's only by Gneva.
And not by Gneva? There's no mitzvah of Hashava?
No.
I mean, what? He keeps it? I mean, keeps it for himself?
No, like Kefel.
No, but I'm asking. Look, forget about Kefa. I'm just asking. Does he have to return the stolen object? I mean, you have a minute to say that he. Well, let's see. Yesh bechlalon arba mitzvus, sheva mitzvus, shtei mitzvah say shtei, or chamesh mitzvah shalom lignov. Ah, this is not Hilchas Gzela. Ah, so the Rambam maybe in Hilchas Gzela. Let's see what he has. Ola Hashem is like Zayla. Okay, this is excellent. So what does that mean? It means he has to give back the object, but maybe that's not the Torah's mitzvah. Maybe because you're not allowed to hold on to someone else's object. He's continuing his violation of Gneva until he returns the object. But there's no Lava Nita Klesen. So does the Rambam say somewhere beferish, that would be interesting, that you get Malkus if there was Asra for Gneva? Can we assume that such a Rambam exists? Just again, I'm playing with all theoretical possibilities. Let's say if I find you a Rambam that says that a Ganov is Chayav Malkus. So let's go back now. Again, I'm getting into very dangerous territory here, but let's assume that a Ganov is Chayav Malkus.
Why not?
If he had Asra. Because there's no separate essay here, so
right.
It's not a Lavanita class.
It's a lot.
Again, he has to return the Gneva simply because every second he's holding on to the Gneva, he's violating the Isur of Lo Signo. Which the Rambam has as one of the seven mitzvahs in Hilchas Gneva is Lo Signo.
I don't think there is an office by the Gneva.
Why? Because the Lavanita with Tashlumi?
No, because you have Tashlumi. That's the punishment, not Malkus.
Shucks, Rabbi, you just burst my balloon here, because I'm trying to get to figure out where's the beginning. No, listen carefully. If you're on my team here, the Rambam says potim and tashlumin. I'm assuming that means he's potim from everything, straight across the board. Yeah, but where's the Be'idna here? I understand Tvicha on Yom HaKippurim, that's Be'idna. He's Chayav Malkus from one of the 39 Malachas, but I don't know what Malachas he involved in Gneva, unless he's destroying But that he's destroying the object afterwards. At the point that Gneva, he's not destroying the object. So what violation of Yom HaKippurim is there? So where's the Kim Levi the Rabbinah here to say that he's part of an Atashlumen? I don't know, I'm stumped. Okay, let's see what the Achyas says. Sorry, I was hoping to come up with my own shot here, but... So let's see. Where, what paragraph are we up to? Did we finish Lechora?
I think we're up to Biafalpi.
But what's the Dibra Maskil of Biafalpi? Okay, so 1 minute. So let me just review what he says over here. He says, V'nir da ramam spirele, de malkis poter mitashlumin, dafte tashlume hezek bi alma, aval tashlumin aboy machmas gneva ugzela, eno poter. I mean, we came to the exact opposite conclusion. Let's see how he derives this conclusion and then somehow make some sense out of this.
Shlumin here.
The chain mashma midiglik lashon Rambam perigimol alocha beis. That's the Rambam we've been learning now for the last couple of minutes. Am I right? Perigimol alocha beis? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, good. The mitzir shal chiv malchus umamo nokat a Rambam chotzatz ilon blah 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 velo nokat tzir shal gneva Bechiv Malchus. Vegat Bechiv Misa Umamo Nokat Rambam Gavna, meaning a tzir of Gneva, Begonav Kis Vigoro. I don't understand what the man is talking about. What do you mean, Gora? Gora is on Shabbos. We're talking about Yontif or Yom Kippur. On Yontif and Yom Kippur, there's no chiyu for Gorar. I don't count this diuk. You know, as soon as I get this diuk, I think all the pieces of the puzzle will fall into place. Gak bechiv misa umamon, nokat ramam ganav gavna digneva, beganav kis b'shas, garav shahos, mash b'davka b'shavis, potu b'kai gavna, avol malkis, eno poter,
should I get a printout of the Achiezer? Would that be see the actual text?
It can't hurt if you'll accept that. I have to admit, I sometimes lose it in the Achiezer. He's very verbose.
Tashlumin here means only dollar ve'e. It doesn't mean kefa.
And what happens? He pays for Geneva?
He has to pay the Geneva because the Geneva happened beforehand. So if you were tovach, if you were gonav tovach
tovach,
right? So you're potter from the tovach part, but you're chayav for geneva part.
Correct, because it was lo be'ivah.
Right.
But let me ask you a question.
The lashon of the Rambam.
Assuming you're right, would you endorse the Achiezer who says that in a case where you're chayav malchus, you're going to have to pay for geneva? That Malkus cannot pater up Tashlume Gneva. Do you see that in the Rambam? I don't see that in the Rambam. The Rambam is telling you that it's lo b'idna. And that's why you're gonna have to pay for the Gneva. Not because Malkus doesn't have. How does the Achinezer know that if Louis Tsuyer he steals something? I'm confused here. I'm getting myself more and more confused because every case of Gneva should be a case of Kim Leib Rabbi. By definition, that doesn't make any sense.
There's no Malkus by Gneva.
Oh, so if there's no Malkus by Gneva, then every Ganav has to pay. Here, the Ganav has to pay because every Ganav has to pay. So what is he telling me here that the Rambam holds that Malkus, listen carefully, poter be tashlumin,
right.
But not tashlumin of Gneva of Gzela.
Right.
Where does the Rambam say that? The Rambam's just telling you
He says it explicitly. The Rambam says, because you were tovach, you're potter from the tashlumin dal of the hay.
Right.
But you're not potter from the Gneva.
No, but I'm asking, are you not potter from the Gneva because Malkus doesn't have the power to knock off the Gneva?
The Malkus is saying, for the tovach. The Malkus is not the Gneva.
Rabbi, you're not on the same page as me. He's saying the following. there are various rules and regulations that govern Kimlei B'Rabbanim. And one of them is that if you incur a chiv malchus, and at the same time, katzatz ilan shel chaver b'yankiv, you incur a chiv mamon, so the din is kimlei b'Rabbanim, you don't pay for that. But if you would incur a chiv of gneva at the time that you chayev for, you know, let's say, destroying, again, if he hadn't, just, right, if, you know, let's say, for example, he hadn't destroyed someone, yeah, Chalev could be a good example, you're right. If he hadn't destroyed his friend's Elon, which is called Mazik, but he had stolen his friend, again, in a theoretical world, I can't work out the engineering for you, but just in a pure theoretical world, if he had incurred a chiv gneva, to pay for a gneva at the time that he violated Yom Kippur with Asra, then he's being medayik in the Rambam, then in such a case, he would pay for the gneva. Where do you see that in the Rambam? If he's Chayav Malchus, why should he pay for the Geneva?
Because he's not Chayav Malchus for the Geneva. He's Chayav Malchus for something else.
He's saying that even if he would be Chayav Malchus...
So read it again, slowly.
No, I'm reading again. He's saying, Malchus poter mitashlumin,
good.
Dafka mitashlume hezek, right? Like the case of Katzatz, Ilan shel chavero, or Hidlik Adisha shel chavero. But he says, Tashlumin aboim machbas Geneva, Ein poter, meaning ein malchus poter, that malchus does not have the power to exempt you from a chiv tashlume gneva.
Even when the tashlume comes because of the gneva, so obviously the tashlume
comes. And even if it would be simultaneous,
tashlume habon machmas gneva. You can't say there is no tashlume because of the gneva. That's the of the
Talmud. Do you see that in the Rambam? I don't see that in the Rambam. I'm saying the Rambam is saying something else. That you know why? Do you know why you're going to pay for this gneva? Because you stole it without violating any iser. That's what the Rambam is telling you. I mean, unless the Achiezer is assuming that when he stole it, he violated some Isser. But I don't know what Isser he violated. Does he violate an Isser by stealing something? Again, he violates Gneva, but not a Chiyuv Malchus, especially if you're holding there's no Malchus for Gneva. He's telling you that if, let's say, he did an Averi, I'll give you a list of 365 Averis, right? Right? No. How many Averis are there? 248.
Love.
No, 365. There are 365 Lavim. If he would simultaneously violate any one of those 365 Lavim with Asra and steal something, then the Rambam holds that he would have to pay for the Gneva. He would have to pay for the Gneva. Why? Because Malchus doesn't pater a Chiyuv Gneva. It only paters a Chiyuv Mazik. I have no clue why that should be so. I'm hoping the Achiezer will give me some logical reason. But to tell me that Dosh Deitin Rambam, I don't know. Lefian is Daiti, I don't see that in the Rambam. Especially Rabbi, you're telling me the reason why he pays for Gneva here is simply because there is no mechanics of Kimlei B'Rabbanim. Do you understand what I mean? It wasn't Be'idna. He's telling me that even in a case of Be'idna, if he would shave with a razor, you know, and steal something at the same time, he would have to pay for the Gneva, even though there was Asra for the violation of the law of Tiglachas, you know, of Ashkos HaSapeya, you know what I'm saying?
If it has nothing to do with the stealing. What does it have to do with it?
Oh, you mean to say that you could never... Okay, so I have to come up with a case where
but again, the stealing is separate from the...
Oh, let me ask you this. Yeah. He can... Okay. What would be a case? You see, you need a case which would fit a lot of different preconditions here.
That's right.
You need a case where I can differentiate between Gneva and Mazik. Let's see. Again, Katzatz Ilan Shel Chavero is clearly a Mazik case. Let's say... I got it. Okay. Here. Katzatz Ilan Shel Chavero B'Yom HaKippur with Hasro. Correct? Now, on the one hand, he was a Mazik. What's the value of the Ilan after you cut it down? You could sell it for wood on the market, let's say, right? Let's assume you can't replant it. Let's not go into detail. So let's say on the market for this Elon, you'll be able to get 100, okay? But the value of the Elon itself,
planted
is 200. He's claiming, the Achiezer, that if he cuts down this Elon, he's not going to pay the 100 as a mazik, but he will pay the 200 as a ganav. Do you follow what I'm saying? Why? Because there's no kimle b'dravine in Malkus and Gneva. Well, let's go on and see if it becomes clear later on. He says, "V'afal pisharam sham hiskir gamken gneva b'tzir shal chayve malchus u'mamon." Ayn shem shekosav gona v'tovach v'yom ha'kipurim. Right, this is the hisrubo is potvin etashlumin v'lo hisrubo chayve etashlumin shalom tishen haramam lo koi atashlume karen. That was your pshat in the Rambam. Shal gneva. I mean, as far as Tashlume Karen of Gneva, even in the case of Hisrubo, he has to pay. Ela Tashlume Dalet Vehe. Again, if you'd ask me, I don't see that in the language of the Rambam, but he has a proof from a sugya.
Sure.
Okay, fine. Okay. You see it in the language of the Rambam. I just want to get to the punchline here. So he says the following. Divrei Rambam he masnisen bebava kama daf ayin omen aleph gona v'tovach v'yom ha-kipurim meshalem tashlume dalveh. Maybe there was no hasra. I don't know why is he paying dalveh. De mayri shagneva hoisa bechol. Okay, fine. Upara chosam, the Gemara is going to ask our kasha. Amai chayv, why does he have to pay for dalveh? Ain't no loka mishalim. He gets malchus for violating Yom HaKippurim. I assume the Gemara is going to answer there was no asra. I don't know if somebody wants to open up above a comment. But v'chol atirutzim shameitak al tficha be'isa Yom HaKippurim. Notice he doesn't violate Yom HaKippurim with a tficha. V'zeo shekosav Rambam d'lamay d'kaimel k'rab Yochanan the chayvei malchus shogigin chayovim is hecha delo hisrubo is mishalim dal. Okay, that's fine. Mishalim dalet vehe. I will hecha de isrube is potami dalet vehe because then he's a mezid. Chayvei malchus mezid doesn't pay tashlumen. Va'achiluk bein tashlume keren shel gneva di ein amalchus potrim osol vein tashlume dalet vehe is bayer lahalon. What is that, a base? Achiezer Chelik Gimel. So I don't know, I'm not sure if he's... Oh, is that going to be this very next paragraph? Okay, he's Baal HaLon. So I'm assuming that's the next paragraph. So we're going to turn to page Kuf Lamed Beis. Okay, I hope this is all going to be worth it at the end. But I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's got to be a major payback at the end of this.
I picked up the Achiezer, the first part, Chelik Aleph, was 9 pages.
Wow.
Of 2 columns.
That's why I told you that.
So I didn't think you'd want me to.
Yeah, I don't think you should waste your paper on this, you know, the ecology. He says, Vatabazer, okay, fine. Vishita Sarami, the Chol Lav Hanitan Litashlumin. Oh, we mentioned that concept. Kigon chovil bechavero. Okay, we have to pay chamisha dvarim. Ugnevu gzela. We pay karen. Maybe even in some cases, gnevu you pay kefel. Is eno loke. So that's what you said, Rabbi, before, that you don't get malchus for gneva. I thought it was because of lavanita glese. He's saying because of lavanita litashlumin. So I don't know what he means by that. Maybe he means Gneva as opposed to Gzela, I don't know. The Beferish Ripsa Torah Litashlumin Lavim Elu. Just one second, let me just review what we just said. That in the case of a Lav Anitan Litashlumin, the Torah says that Yechayev. Just one said, "Feirish totally tashlumin." Kagon chovav chaveru. I'm going to say, "Lo, eno loke." Why? Because the lav anita litashlumin. I feel the begav not fine. The befeirish ribs a Torah litashlumin lavim elu. Okay, I'm just assuming that that's.
No one's saying. It's a cloud.
What do you mean ribsa? He just been saying that you don't get malchus. So what does it mean ribsa Torah l'tashlum
in
lav?
In this case, you don't get malchus.
Okay, I just don't understand the taich of the words. The Beferish ribsa Torah tashlum in lav him el. That's how. I would have said the Beferish ribsa Torah she ain't tashlum in lav him el. I'm not sure what he means by
reference to these lav.
Yeah, if you would have said ain't tashlum, okay, fine. Who can amrin ala halon lamid beis amid beis? I'll leave the Rabbi Yochanan to feirish rips the Torah chovel b'chaver l'tashlumin. Oh, okay. Now I begin to understand what you're saying, Rabbi. The feirish rips the Torah l'tashlumin, meaning you would have thought that if he violates these lavim, he's going to get malchus, and hence he's part of a tashlumin. The Torah says no, he pays. So if he pays, it must be that he doesn't get malchus, because that makes it into a lavinitak l'tashlumin. The king cause of a ritva of makas. Just one second. What are we saying over here? We're not saying that because it's a lavanitak l'tashlumin, there's no kimlev v'ramin. We're saying that since a lavanitak l'tashlumin, there's no malchus, and hence there's no kimlev v'ramin. So this is not going to prove the Akiyaz's point. The king cause of a ritva of makas. Fine. The king mashma v'rambam. So even if it's not a lav anitak l'esei because he already destroyed the object, nevertheless it's a lav anitak l'tashlumin. Is mevur mitvarav the dafka heichashem machzir hagzela, which means the gzela is still alive and well, and he can return it. Therefore, it's an elitek lesi aval kishenisrfa. So he doesn't have a possibility of eishim hagzela. Velo chat. What's this lamed ches? Velo chal or lo havi, maybe nikak liyese is mikol kamein a loka for another reason. It's a lavanit tashlumen. Okay, that's how we learned it. Vchem v'bram perkid ches. Okay, fine. Call Avanita Kleshlum, go Tigzola Tigno, Ain Lokin Olav. Okay, fine. Ain Lokin Olav. Vechain Lavanita Kleshe, fine, Kigon, Lotipshin, Lotikla, oh. Umi the Chilka betray Gavni. Shamino de lo tigno viso lo signo ain lokin a filu bi ofen de lo havi nitakli esse mamish. Okay, mishadavi lava nitakli tashlum. Right? Because again, if there's no possibility of returning the object, and if it's lo nitakli esse, he still doesn't get malchus because the lava nitakli tashlum. Okay, I mean, what's. I'm not sure what the chiddush here is. Okay, fine. He has a long footnote on this, but right. But I don't know why he has to be marach b'drush. I mean, the Rambam says that explicitly. Fine. V'hine, the lav anita l'tashlum kigon chovil b'chaveiro shitas a Rambam perik dal milchus chovil u'mazgaloch etesta chovil b'chaveiro b'yom kippurim. So what happens now? He violates Yom HaKippurim. I assume this is Netilas Neshama. That's why I assume. Like Shochet. Sachovet v'chaver b'Yom HaKippurim. Zok de Rambam afilu b'mezid chayav b'tashlumen. Why? Because salav anita l'tashlumen and there's no malchus. If there's no malchus, hence he pays tashlumen, if I understand correctly. Shebeferish ribsa Torah chovel b'chavero l'tashlumen. Yeah, because chovel b'chavero is chai b'tashlumen because there's no malchus. Again, that's the way I'm learning it. I think the Achiyaz is learning it differently.
No.
Okay. Hare, dafilu hecha de'ika chiyuv mal. Just one second. He violates Yom. Oh, so he will get. Oh, wow. One second. I'm beginning to see something radical here. The Rambam is saying, Hachovu b'chaver b'yom HaKippurim. Hafilu b'mezid. Let's assume there was Asra, for argument's sake. He's chayav b'tashlum. Now, wait a second. Why is he chayav b'tashlum? are you going to tell me that there's no malchus here? Well, that would answer the question of why doesn't get malchus for the aver of chavola, which is about Tosif, right? But here he violates Yom HaKippurim. So he should definitely get malchus for Yom HaKippurim. Why does the Rambam say that he's chayav b'tashlumin?
That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that he doesn't get malchus for Yom HaKippurim.
And that's what the Rambam is saying here?
Because the Torah removes malchus from Chachovel.
Right.
Period.
No, but he violates Yom Kippur.
Even on Yom Kippur.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Why?
The Torah removes malchus from chovel because it's a lav hanitik l'tashlum,
and that applies even.
But here he violated Yom Kippur. There was asrof Yom Kippur. Why shouldn't he get malchus for Yom Kippur? That's not a lav hanitik l'tashlum.
Why not? The chovel part is
right. No, I'm asking the following. They gave him asrof for violating
Yom Kippur.
And what logic would compel you to say that he doesn't get malchus for violating Yom Kippur? The fact that he also violates another lav, which doesn't, you know, is a lav anitik lese or a lav anitik l'tashlume, that doesn't undermine the malchus for the lav of Yom Kippur. So he says the following: Harei afilu hecha deika chiv malchus mitzad lav acher. I mean, he has an overlap of two lav. Gam kein tzarech l'shalem. Why? V'im kein gam b'tashlume shemachras lavim d'gneva u'gzela. Chayav l'shalem, af al pi sheshchiv malchus mitzad acher.
Because it's the same maisa.
Right, so since it's the same maisa, he should be potter from paying.
No, you're
for the gneva.
You're becoming the rabbi, but it's not.
Well, yeah, so we try to rack up brains and figure out a point.
Because,
why doesn't the rabbi have to
because
the rabbi?
He gets a pass on there because there's no malchus whatsoever.
No. We're assuming there is malchus.
We're here.
Why? Because he violated Yom Kippur.
He violated Yom Kippur.
At the same time, he incurred a chiyuv of tashlumi gneva. The Rambam says he has to pay.
Does he say? But does he say he gets malchus?
Again, I think that's the Achiezer. I don't have the Rambam in front of me. You could open up the Rambam because if you have the Nezikim, then you'll find Chobol and Masik in the same volume. John, can you do that for me?
Read it again.
I think he doesn't get Malchus.
Read it again. Read that paragraph again.
He says, Shitas HaRambam, Perek Dalet, Michobol and Masik Halacha Tes. If you don't mind opening that, we'll see it inside. Because, you know, sometimes you're not sure exactly when the Achiez is talking. You know, when the Rambam is. Perek Dalet, Halacha Tes. HaChobol B'chaver B'yom HaKippurim, Afilu B'mezim, Chayav b'tashlumen.
Right.
B'feirish ribsa Torah, chovel b'chaver l'tashlumen.
Right. That's why.
Now, is he getting malchus? I don't know.
That's not the Russian.
Yeah. Okay. So he's summarizing.
Chovel b'chaver yom kippurim afil b'mezi.
Right.
Chayav b'tashlumen af al pi she'avar avera she'chayav l'ha malchus.
Right. But avera that would give you malchus ordinarily.
No, but are you saying there was no Asra? Well, there was Asra, he'll get Malchus.
I don't think he won't get Malchus.
That's what the Rambam means? He won't get Malchus?
He won't get Malchus because it's the same Maisa that where the Torah specifies Tashlumin. And since there's Tashlumin, there's no Malchus.
That's not the way the Achiezer understands this Rambam. You might understand the Rambam like
that's
that.
That's what I thought he was saying.
He's saying something totally different. He's saying that Enefinami will get Malchus for Yom HaKippur. There's no reason why he shouldn't get right. There's no logic in the world that would tell you that he doesn't get Malchus. The Torah patted you from Malchus on Chovel because the Lav itself is a Lav Anitik L'Tashlumen.
Oh, wait. Listen to the whole Rambam. Okay? Hachov b'chaveru b'yom HaKippur mafil b'mezi chayiv b'tashlumen. Af ha'pi she'avar aveira shehu chayiv aleha Malchus. V'halo koh ha'mechuyav Malchus v'tashlumin loke v'ein mishale she'ein adam loke u'mishale.
Correct. But
kachem hadvarim b'kol chutz michovel b'chaveiro shehu mishalem sharei b'feirush b'yitzot Torah chovel b'chaveiro.
This is the Achiez.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
This is amazing.
Because
I don't know why the answer was draining us a cup with the Rambam in Hilchos Gneiva, what was it, Perek Beis Halacha Gid Aleph, wherever it was. This is the Rambam he should be quoting. The Rambam is telling you again, but the Rambam's not talking about Geneva, he's talking about Chovin.
Oh, that's the same thing.
Oh.
It's Nitan Tashlumin.
Right. Since Beferish Rivsa Torah. But as the Rambam had a whole different perspective of Beferish Rivsa Torah, Tashlumin, Lechovil B'Chavero. The Rambam understood not that Beferish Rivsa Torah means that you get Malkus. Right, that you get. Oh, just one second. That you don't get malchus because it's lavanita l'tashlumin. That's not what the Torah means. Beferish rivsa to tashlumin. It means even in the case where you do get malchus, are you violated Yom Kippur? Is beferish rivsa to tashlumin?
I don't think that's what Rambam's saying. Rambam's saying very clearly, you never get malchus in mishalim. And normally you'd say you get the malchus
right.
And not mishalim. And everything's yes. You get mishalim and not malchus.
No, but again, you never get both malchus and mishalim. But the exception is.
Yeah, but the exception doesn't mean you get involved. The exception is you get them out, the Tashlum and not the Malkus. You get
that I don't think so.
In that Rambam,
the Rambam says that he gets both Malkus and he pays Mona. No, wasn't that the Lashon of the Rambam?
I understood the Rambam.
Let's read it again. Yes.
From the beginning?
No, not from the beginning. Yeah. Just look it over. We don't have the time. They're going to start. They're going to clap for minutes already, and we didn't get to the punchline yet.
He always pays.
Achim adonim b'kol chutz mechover b'chavero shehu mishalim shari b'feirish rivsa Torah chover b'chavero d'tashlumin shenamar rak shivto yitin rapi.
Wait, maybe. Let me go back a little bit, if you don't mind, Rabbi. Can I see it just because I just want to what number was it?
Test.
Afal pishim, mekol mechuyev malchus tashlum lokem yeinu mishalim. She'ein adam lokem mishalim.
Now that those words are the answer words. He knows he gives. There's a general rule: you never get malchus and
right.
Except
then he says kachim advarim bakol chutz mikovel mechaveru. Then here you have both lokem mishalim.
No,
take a look at
this rakshus that you take. It's you're only getting tashlum. You're not getting malchus.
No, again, the malchus is for Yom Kippur, Rabosai. The Rambam is telling you gevaldige chiddush that there's a person who was victimized. He was a victim of an assault.
Right.
You must pay him back. There's no kimle with Rambam. That's what the Rambam is telling you. The Rambam has a whole new interpretation of Beferish Rivsa Torah. Beferish Rivsa Torah means that the Torah wants to guarantee that a nechmal will be repaid. You don't deserve to be paying him because Yochai Malkus for Yom Kippurim. So the Rambam, he has to get paid.
Two different dinim here. That's it. You get Malkus for Yom Kippur because you were chovel on Yom Kippur, and afal pichein, even though we have a claw, we're going to mishalim in this case because it's a
chiddush.
That's what I'm saying. I was just trying to enhance it. If it's goreya, call it mosif goreya. But I wanted to enhance it with a shtickel svara over here. Beferish rivsa Torah chovel means that we have to worry about the nechbal. You're right. According to the normal rules, the Chovel himself would be part of a Tashlumin. Why? Because he gets Malkus. He violated Yom Kippur. But you know what? We're going to tell him that as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, you have Malkus. But as far as the Nechmal is concerned, don't think that you're going to get away with it. Because in this case that we're suffering from the Chavola, the Torah wants the Nechmal to be paid. I'm just adding a little psychology.
Yeah, but I think the Rambam is saying, and since it insists that you pay him, therefore he can't get Malkus.
No, he does get Malkus.
I think he does get Malkus.
Some Key Maker says you don't get Malkus.
There are two ways of learning the Rambam.
You don't get Malkus. Because
there are two ways of
he has a few questions here, and then he says about l'chol kasha l'amda b'shani Rabbi Yochanan aleph peites.
So wait a minute, Yechiel.
Ha mikol mokom b'chovel mod Rabbi Yochanan the mamon b'shalim malki lo.
Okay, maybe there is such a thing, but let's take the Achiezer, right? Read the Achiezer. The Achiezer says the following: Hare afilu hecha de'ika chiv malchus,
right?
Mitzad lav acher, i.e. Yom Kippur, gam ken chayav l'shalim. Why? What happened to Eino Loka Mishalim?
Because it's exerus and tassim that he has to get paid.
Good. But again, what we're saying here is that when the Tashlumin is to replace something that was taken away from a person, again, I don't know why we're not going to apply that to Mazik, but in the case, Now we have to see, right? Let's go back to Gneva on the top of the page, right? What does it say about Gneva? It says, B'Gneva Gzela, the halacha is that Beferish rips the Torah Tashluvin L'Gneva. Now again, where that is, we have to see. He quotes the Gemara, we have to go through it. But the point is, if this principle called Beferish rips the Torah, right, with Tashlumin, right, applies not only to Chovel but also to Gneva,
right,
then we begin to understand why the Rambam would say, in a case where I violated Yom Kippur and Gneva simultaneously, I would still have to pay you, right, for the Gneva, because right, Gneva is the exception to the rule to Kinway Piramid, which is what the Achiez has been yelling and screaming about for an hour already. But we were very skeptical, because it didn't occur to us that there would be any possibility to say such a thing. If you have a principle called Eino Loka Mishalim, why would Gneva be the exception?
Why?
Call it Xeris Akosa, but Gneva now is the exception. Okay. And now we can go back to our Gemara, perhaps, and I'd rather leave this for tomorrow because I know we have to daven Mincha soon. But what was it? What was the Achiez's kasha? He had two kashas, right? One kasha was, now something occurs to me. I hope he's going to say this, but I didn't cheat. What about Kefil? So maybe Beferish Rips and Torah, that's only as far as Karen is concerned, but not as far as Kefil.
Yeah, that makes sense, clear.
And that's why the Rambam says Dmei Chelev. And what was the Rabbi's accusation?
Kefil.
That Eino Chinami, he pays Kefil, he pays Karen, but not Kefil. Frech the Rabbi, how could that be? It's impossible. If he's Chayev Karen, then he's Chayev Kefil. The answer is that he's really not Chayiv Karen either, because he's going to get Malkus. He's Chayiv Malkus because it was Asra for Malkus in the case of Chelev. Oh, so you'll ask me, why does the Rambam say that he pays the Mei Chelev? The answer is because Beferish Rips the Torah, Gneva in this case, Litashlumen. But which Tashlumen? Only the Tashlumen in the Karen.
Yeah.
But as far as the Kefil is concerned, we're going to go back to square one. I'm going to apply the principle of Kim Leib Rabinik. I hope the Achiez is going to say this. And then the whole hour was worth it, Ramosai. There are golden nuggets here.
Yeah, but I think
let's finish this up tomorrow.
He doesn't get Malkus because you're stuck in a quandary over here, because he ain't low Kim and Michelle do that. You can't do that. So normally speaking, you would get Malkus.
Ella, what the Feish Rips and Torah.
So therefore, you got to knock the other one out.
So he's got to pay the Dmei Chelev, even though he's Chayev Malkus.
He pays the Chelev, but why doesn't he pay the Kefil? He doesn't pay the Kefil because the Kefil is derived from if the halacha were that you're supposed to
be potter from what? From Tashlumi Gneva, logically,
right,
because he's getting Malkus. The Rambam says, "Agone Chelbo shall kaver v'achlo." And again, we said it was simultaneous.
Right.
Says the Rambam, no, he has to pay. What happened to Enoloka Mishalim? The Rambam is saying, "Beferu said he gets Malkus, and yet he has to pay. Why does he have to pay if he's getting Malkus?" The answer is he has to pay Dmei Chelbo. Says the Achiezer, based on the Diuk of the Ravid, he has to pay Dmei Chelbo, which means the Karen, but he doesn't have to pay the Kefil. And the Ravid jumps the gun over here and he says, name! If he has to pay the Kefil, the Karen, then for sure, if so fact, he has to pay the Kefil, name! The Rambam holds Beferish Rips and Torah Tashlumen L'Gneva. But what Tashlumen? What do we have to guarantee the Nignav? We have to guarantee the Nignav that he gets Karen, but we don't have to guarantee him that he gets Kefil.
You see, the thing is,
he doesn't have to make a profit on the deal. Is he going to say it? I hope he says it, because if he does, then this is mamish vein olam haba. I know it's very painful, but lefum tzara agra.
No, we're still blind by the fact that whether he is low there.
Yechiel claims that Rabbi Kivega says that he doesn't get Malkus. I'm a little skeptical, Yechiel. I hope you don't mind. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go through it. You know, write me. Can I show you to write me a little note, or either by with a pen or with a computer, exactly where to find the Rabbi Kivega? If I can trouble you, I can't write notes here in this Rabbi Kivega because it belongs to the yeshiva. Okay. I read the Rambam, but you should know, Yechiel, when you were saying it, I heard the possibility. Now you have a Rebbe Kivega, but the Achiezer is entitled to his reading of the Rambam. This is not the first time that you can read the Rambam in two different ways. And it won't be the last time either.
Okay.